I'll feel attached if the personality is like.
Is that bad?
No, if the personality is phenomenal, then I will maybe develop attachment, or if I'm endeared to your personality. Yeah. But if your personality is shit and you're still hot, it's like, we should still kiss.
Well, this is the advice of, yeah, this is the advice of, like, if you want to just have a hookup,
yeah,
it's like you need to have a strong ick from this person about something,
right,
that makes you be like, I would, it sounds mean, but almost like, I would never introduce this person to people.
Oh,
I would never publicly be like, I'm fucking so-and-so. And like, because that's the part that often makes you want to date them. You're like, oh, I can see myself being around you and bringing 100%. You around my friends. And if there's someone you're like, I would not bring them around my friends. Because of that personality, you're like, well, good, perfect. Perfect for
it's perfect. The hookup. It keeps you in one box. So yeah, I met this girl. She was like brain dead. But there was something about her. That
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Shooters Gotta Shoot. I am your host, Eric Aspera, and I have another great guest for you guys this week. And if you're listening to us, real quick, guys, you can go watch us on YouTube if you'd like. It's more fun. All right, check out the show. And if you don't want to watch us, just hit the subscribe button, though, because that helps me out. All right, helps your girl out. But I think you'll enjoy it because I'm having fun. And if you do have a little cash, you want to help us out, you can join our Patreon, which is patreon.com/shootersgottashoot. Got extra episodes on there. We're answering your questions. You really get to help decide the show. And on that note, if you join the Patreon, you get to help me vote for guests to come on. And this guest that I have coming on today was voted. So
I was voted.
You were voted and suggested. And I take the Patreon suggestions higher than other people.
Wow.
No offense. I appreciate all of you. But the Patreon's giving me money. So they matter more. They do.
Yeah.
We're in America. Patreon.com/shooterscottashoot.
Capitalist podcast.
All right. And this is my guest that I was going to intro. But she's, she's
sorry.
I called her quiet. And she's like, I'll fucking prove you wrong. I'll prove you wrong so hard. So on that note, give me that music, Fonzie. Okay, you might have heard her podcast on the Dear Media Network, The Ally Colbert Show. She is in town from LA, so I was so excited to get her on. She's also been on the Tonight Show twice. She's very, very funny, very excited to have her. Put your hands together for Ally Colbert. Oh, wonderful. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love this song.
Anyone?
I love Miley. I love everything about her. I love what she's doing.
I feel like she's someone literally every gender has a crush on.
She's so fucking hot.
She is.
Look
hot.
At her.
She's hot as hell.
She's taking her clothes off. She's moving through the sprinklers.
Yeah, I heard she like works out in her underwear in this video.
She is so fucking hot. I haven't even seen the video. Holy shit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I know. If you guys did not know,
fucking hot.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know, Ally is gay. Ally is gay. But I honestly, that's something that I'm like, I feel like most women say it about Miley.
Everyone.
I know Fonzie had to take
Miley.
It down. It's like, take it down.
Do you like Miley?
I do like Miley.
Are you totally straight? Your voice is so deep.
I know. I am.
You're sure?
Unfortunately.
You're an athlete and you have a deep voice.
I've never
and that's how you know if someone's gay.
Yeah. I have never even like kissed a woman on the lips. Yeah. I wish.
You wish.
Like I don't
you
know if that
do
makes
it.
Does that make lesbians mad when you say I wish I was gay?
It doesn't make me mad.
It
doesn't make me mad.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, I fucking yeah.
Yeah,
I
you
really
do
wish.
It. Well, so, all right, well, you asked me the questions.
I was going to
ask you. I was like, what's your type of guy? I was going to say.
Like, what do they look like physically, typically?
I guess. Like,
because I do have a type.
What
do.
Is your type?
Okay.
I want to know.
My number one is nice teeth.
Nice teeth.
That's my number one consistency.
Okay.
That goes. Honestly, height, I don't really care much.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, taller than me is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to go skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like they get a lot of hate from most women.
Okay.
But that's something as I've aged, it's like, guys that were gray seemed scary, and now they don't.
Uh-huh.
Same with, like, bald dudes. I've been with bald guys now. I'm like, oh, bald, I don't care.
Okay.
Like, I care. The number one
so
thing
really
I...
So just teeth.
Yeah, it's the teeth. And I like you to... I like dark hair. Teeth. That's the other thing. Dark hair.
Dark hair and teeth.
Don't really like blondes. No offense.
Neither do I.
That being said, it's like,
I'm always
I have.
With a blonde, though.
You what?
I'm always, I don't really don't like, even like blondes, but I'm always with blondes. I always end up with blondes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And I typically like just not pale.
And I typically end up with guys without teeth.
Yeah. Well, you did date men for many,
many years. I did date men. I like dated, I kept trying to date men growing up because I was like, oh, come on, I don't want to be gay. Like this is going to suck. And then I had this boyfriend, but looking back, I was like, I had this boyfriend when I was in college. I was like, oh my God, I felt like nothing towards him. Mm. It was like so fake. Like he was fully a beard.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up like cheating on him with a girl because I was like figuring stuff out. I broke up with him. I dated girls. And I mean, I talk about this a little bit on stage, but like sometimes in between my relationships with women, I'll like sleep with a guy. Like I'll just like be like, what was that like again? And I was like, oh, I hate it.
Interesting.
And then I go back to women. Okay. Which I know is, I don't know, that can, people get confused when I say that because they, I think they want me to pick. And I really, I feel like I'm a lesbian, but once in a while, I like energy. Like a guy could knock my socks off with the right amount of money.
But I feel like that's a our generation thing, millennial and older, is like, pick. Or even being like, so you're bisexual. Like we like want to put a label. And then Gen Z is so anti-label that indirectly then they have more labels.
I know.
But Gen Z will be very like, yeah, that's all of us. We're all doing both. We're all figuring
it out. I mean, I'm mainly gay.
Yeah.
I'm mainly gay.
But I was going to say, I see obviously your jokes or your, you know, posts. And I feel like you actively say, I'm a lesbian.
I because it's just easier. I can't with the qualifications. And if I say bisexual, men think they have a shot. And they really, don't. You know?
Yeah, or they're like, ooh, threesome.
Right. And it's like, no, if I'm open to something, like, I will, you'll know. Like, I'm not, no one is like DMing me and I'm like thinking, oh, I'm reconsidering my sexuality. So, like, it's not happening that way.
Okay. Cause I was gonna say, I've found it interesting if I'm like, Allie's gay. Yeah. However, I feel like you have a lot of jokes and material about dating men.
I did. And I think that, like, I came out, I started doing stand up when I was like 17 or 18. And I came out during the time I was between 18 and 28. So, like, the first set I did on The Tonight Show, I, like, talked about dudes.
Yeah.
The second set, I'm like, I'm a dyke. And it's like, wow, things have changed. And some of the jokes that I told about men, like, they still work. But I find that they've kind of aged out of my, like, perspective. But I'll sometimes find a way to, like, work it back in or... There's certain things I like about some of the jokes, but I don't primarily talk about dating men anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I just talk about hating men in general, which I don't. I really have most of my friends are straight men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I was like curious. I'll like see the clips and I'm like.
You're like, what?
For being gay, this is a lot about
really?
Men.
I don't think I do that much about it.
I don't know. It's something I've noticed.
Okay.
A little bit. I'm not shitting on it.
No, I don't think you are.
But it made me being like, just think. I was like, oh, does she still date
men? It made me think, oh, liar. No, I didn't. I have to go. I don't think that's the case, but I'm sure you saw things that tracked with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
I'm open to it. You know, whatever.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm curious
to know.
Yeah.
So you came out. When did you like officially feel like you came out?
I decided. Okay. So I was always depressed growing up about my sexuality.
Mm.
And, you know, I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to be a whole thing. Because, by the way, things have changed so much. Like, are you
very
my age?
Much. Yeah, 30? I'm 31.
Yeah, okay. So,
and like, I look back at high school and I was like, if I was gay, because I've had friends come out since, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have come out either.
No.
In the early 2000s, even.
No.
Even though it was accepted, it was like, okay, how many kids of the whole school were gay? It was like one.
One guy.
It was one guy who was very flamboyant.
And the popular girls loved him.
Yeah, that was it.
Please, there were no lesbians in my high school. Not that we're being like accepted. You know,
publicly, no.
No.
Yeah.
So that wasn't an option. And I didn't have, I mean, I hate the representation, but I didn't identify with like, Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres. I wasn't like, oh yeah, I definitely want to be a lesbian and be like them. I'm like, are there any like hot women I could fuck if I were a lesbian? Like, can I see what's available before I like commit to this label?
Yeah, it's like lipstick lesbian, quote unquote, was not popularly a thing in culture that you saw.
Yeah, there's no lesbian TikTok, no lesbian character. I was like, this is not a thing. That was so daunting. I had to like just, it was, you're like blindfolded being like, I think I like pussy. I'm like, I'm 13. I'm confused. Like,
yeah.
That was a nightmare.
And I don't know if you had friends in college that like were out in college to our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, like there were a lot of, you know, my friends.
Where'd you go?
St. Lawrence University. I played
D3,
way up north.
Okay.
It's actually near Montreal, Canada, but it's in New York State. So
got
it's like
it.
Very tip. But I had like, there was a girl on my team and like a couple of our friends on the hockey team. Not to reiterate that stereotype, but I was an athlete, so those were my friends.
Yeah.
A lot of them would like be dating a woman at college and publicly be gay to us.
Right.
But then it was like, hey, my parents don't Like, yeah. I didn't come out yet.
Right.
So it was like, when the parents would visit, it's like, nobody fucking say anything. You're yeah. Like, okay, cool. And you just would feel bad because you're like...
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, especially...
I didn't even have that, though, at college. No. There were no lesbians in my friend group. That I wasn't on a hockey team, though. But
you were in New York.
I was in
New
York.
You went to NYU, so you'd think...
But still, it wasn't the case. I don't remember that being a thing. I started dating a guy, I think it was like my junior year of college, and then I hooked up with this girl. She also had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, like, this is awesome. And then she was like, I can't do that anymore. I have a boyfriend. And I was like, same. Yeah, totally. Can't. Mm-hmm. And then I broke up with him. And then my senior year, I met a girl and we started dating. But when I was in high school, I was closeted and I was hooking up with a girl that had a boyfriend.
Okay.
And that was fun.
That's really painful. I mean, I know plenty of straight people that love the sneakiness of whatnot. And it's like, it's a little bit of a turn on and fun.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like getting my rocks off that way. I was like, you know, 16 and scared. But I wasn't like, and I'm living for this secrecy.
Yeah.
But I told my parents, I think I said I'm bisexual to my parents when we were like on vacation somewhere.
Okay.
And they were like, okay, that's fine. Like
during
go
college?
Let's go to the buffet.
Okay.
During college. And then like a few years went by and then I introduced them to a girl and they loved her. And I was like, that's my girlfriend.
Okay.
And they were like, cool, that's fine. They've always been chill. It's always been me stopping me from being me.
But I get it. There's like a little fear of like, how will they react?
The whole thing. I mean, it's different now. It's different. You kids don't understand. It is different now, you know?
Is.
And like, it's so much easier to date. And like, there's just, I feel like straight women are gay every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, literally you started being like, you never tried it? To me, like, that's the attitude now. It's
right.
Like, what do you mean you never tried it?
You're
I'm
right.
Like, I genuinely haven't
wanted
to.
I'm like pressuring you. It's like hard to be straight these days.
It is.
Yeah.
Or if anything, like, I've also been like, I never have naturally like felt attracted to a woman in a sense of like wanting to be physical with them.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously can appreciate women's beauty, or even I'm like, yeah, women naked are very beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, do I really want to see a penis that bad? It's like, not that bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like gay men, the way gay men love penis makes you feel like I don't love penis at all.
Sure.
Like when you compare like that.
Right.
But it's like, it's just such an interesting thing of like, I feel like there's a weird pressure of like, oh, you've never tried it. And I'm like, oh, what a difference from when I grew up.
Yeah.
Where it was like, you try it, that means you definitely are.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you're right. Well, I think it is something that people are like, I want to check this off my list.
Yeah, or like, I have jokes about this, but it's true of like, I get hit on by women way more frequently than men. And part of it is I got that deep voice you mentioned. I got that masculine energy and I'm tall.
Right.
And my gay teammates would always be like, yeah, like, you know, and I know gay women usually hate hearing this, but my gay teammates would be like, yeah, you'd probably do pretty well just based on the fact that you're tall.
Oh, really?
And I was that makes sense. And that also makes sense to me why, like, I look at a woman and I'm like, oh, I'll be the man in the relationship.
Right.
I already feel it. And I'm like, I don't want that. I would like to be the feminine
energy.
I
love to be the man.
See, exactly. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I've ended up being, quote, the masculine energy dating men.
You're like, and I find all these skinny boys.
Literally.
And I don't want to be the man anymore. I'm just looking for some teeth and a skinny ass. Treat me like a lady.
Yeah, it's not even the skinny. It's just the, like, it's like the energy to them.
Yeah.
And usually this like anxious, they're more introverted. They're like, great, she'll take the lead. And I'm like, I don't want to.
Right. Yeah.
I'm overshooting your shot, but I don't want to have to be leading the whole fucking
thing.
No,
that's fucking annoying. You got to find some sort of like chatty, big bone guy.
Just like confident. It's really just a confidence thing.
You need to find a confident dude.
Have a little bit of confidence when you walk in the room.
It's, you know, you're going, it's very hard for a man to go up against you. You're confident and you're tall. What is he going to do? He needs to have a lot of money. And you need to date old.
I don't know about the old thing.
I promise you, you can't date these
older
men.
Older than me, maybe.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
not old,
a 20-something guy, he has nothing to offer.
Why would I do 20?
Nothing to offer,
no,
I don't think.
I don't want to go back that low. But you said, you, since you, quote, tend to be the masculine energy in relationships, that you've always been a shooter, you feel like.
I've always been a shooter. Yeah, that's where you like pick a story. I'm like, which one?
No, it'd be great.
I've been shooting my shot from day one. I'm always trying. I mean, I've started thinking about how no one should be more grateful that, like, I always think about how men having boners must be so horrifying growing up, because as a closeted lesbian, I would have had boners every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had friends sleeping over. I would have been getting rock hard. I'm always shooting my fucking shot. I'm like, let's play house. I'll be the boyfriend. Kiss me. I'll be the boyfriend. I'll play your husband. Like, I'm shooting my shot since day one. And like, I tell these stories to my fiance. My fiance never dated a woman until me. So she's fascinated by like the art of hitting on women.
Mm-hmm.
And I just always, I've been rejected by women a lot. I'm thinking about, this is just the one that comes to mind that my I say girlfriend because I think the word fiance is like obnoxious. So, but it's not that she's not. I just feel like that sounds, doesn't it sound stupid, fiance?
I mean, it sounds nice to me. I'm not dating anyone. So it sounds great to me.
Okay. So my fiance. Okay. So she's like, so you just hit on women. I'm like, yeah. So I went to LA over the pandemic and I was talking to this girl that I met on Instagram. And she was like very hesitant to meet up because this is the time when COVID was like really scary. People were like, you got to stay away, like wiping down the grocery bags. But I was like, I still wanted to fuck. Like I always think about fucking like a dude, I feel.
Okay.
Where I could basically put up with someone having like a fucking garbage dump of a personality if they look great. Like
that's
I'm like,
some real male energy
like,
right there.
I do not care. Like that it's harder. It's harder to get me to not want to sleep with you. Like you could say some awful shit and I'm down. Like I will fuck an anti-vaxxer. I will fuck someone working for the Trump campaign. Like I just if they're hot enough. That's
you're
how
like
I feel.
It's just sex. Yeah.
I just feel like it's just sex. Like I still want to like hear how you come. Like I
don't interesting.
Like I don't care about your beliefs. I'm not building a life with you.
Right. But you find you won't feel any attachment to these people?
I mean,
but is it cuz it's like I'm making you come? If they made you come, you'd be like, "Oh fuck."
I'll feel attached if the personality is like
is that bad?
No, if the personality is phenomenal, then I will maybe develop
attachment, or if I'm
endeared to your personality. Yeah. But if your personality is shit and you're still hot, it's like we should still kiss.
Well, this is the advice of, yeah, this is the advice of like, if you want to just have a hookup,
yeah,
it's like you need to have a strong ick from this person about something
right.
that makes you be like, I would, it sounds mean, but almost like, I would never introduce this person to people.
Oh.
I would never publicly be like, I'm fucking so-and-so. And because that's the part that often makes you want to date them. You're like, oh, I can see myself being around you and bringing 100%. You around my friends. And if there's someone you're like, I would not bring them around my friends. Because of that personality, you're like, well, good, perfect. Perfect for
it's perfect. The hookup. It keeps you in one box. So yeah, I met this girl. She was like brain dead. But there was something about her. That anyway, and I just got out of a relationship. I wanted to have fun. Yeah. I want to have experiences. And by the way, I'm not doing this in like, I know I sound like a bit of a pig, but I'm not doing this in a way that's like shady or I'm misleading anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, this is totally out there. I'm not looking for a relationship. I just came out of one. And I'm not saying to this person, whatever, your personality sucks. This is not happening.
You're not leading them towards a relationship.
No, I'm just having fun. Anyway, she came over. She kept like, she was being so hard to make plans with. And like, I think when people first join the lesbian community, I think especially if you like look a little femme, you think people are going to be hitting on you all the time. And it's like not true. Women mm-hmm. are just always waiting around for another woman to take initiative.
Ashley Gavin had this complaint. She was like, the number one thing lesbians need to hear is make a move.
Make a fucking Someone move. Make so one. I'm constantly making moves.
Yep.
So I'm making so too many moves. Okay. And she came over and I think I tried to kiss her like 7 times. And she kept being like, no, I'm too scared. She did.
Because of COVID?
By the way, yeah, because of COVID. No, because of COVID. I think not 7. I think it was like, she was sitting on my porch. We were vibing. She's like telling me she wants gum. She's like inching closer to me. I go to kiss her. She's like, no, I can't. I'm like, okay, fine. Then she's like, hours pass. We're still talking. I go to kiss her again. I'm like, fuck it. I'll just try one more time.
Yeah, she's been here for hours.
Why are you here? Why are you sitting close to me? Why are you sitting close to me? I try again. No again. Honestly, at this point, it's like hurting my ego a little.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
You know, and then I'm like, all right, we're going to, goodbye. I want to go to sleep. It's like 5 a.m. I thought something might happen here. I lead her to her car and she's like waiting there. She's like, are you going to say goodbye to me? I'm like, I literally went to kiss you 2 times. And then she's like, okay, well, just a little one or something. And it was just like this whole cycle of like women doing this thing. It really fucking hurts the feminist movement that women are always like, no, no. And then a part of them. So I'm getting into tricky water.
No, it does.
But like I do see as someone that dates women, a lot of women, especially women that aren't used to dating girls, will do this no, no thing that I think they've done in the past with men. And it's like, no, no, I actually value consent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I understand once you're going, no, I can feel it out. But like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally get what you're saying.
And I really am into consent. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just to be clear. But this whole thing of pretending you're not into it to like make yourself more hot, it's like, you got to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a story of me shooting my shot?
Well, I mean, it worked, right?
I mean, it kind of worked, but then her personality became way too difficult.
Yeah.
You know, just really terrible. I'm trying to think about another. I'm always trying to kiss someone on a date and they're always saying no.
Interesting.
Yeah. But enough because I'm going on, I would say one out of every 10 dates, but I'm going on a lot of dates.
Okay. I got
before,
you.
In my before time.
Is it weird that I'm a little surprised because of your literal size? You're not that tall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, if you'd be the man running, like trying to make this kiss move, I'm imagining a lot of women are taller than you.
Yeah. Okay. Good point.
I'm just curious.
No, I'll say this. The women that are attracted to me, I have such a douchebag line I can say, but I'm not going to say, I'm 6 foot tall and I'm standing on my wallet. But I am. The women that are attracted to me are not attracted to me. They're not thinking about how tall I am.
Yeah.
I think it's like a confidence thing. It's the same way that any guy who probably looks like, I don't know how you would define me, just like a short little like Jewish guy on stage somehow has sex appeal after they're on stage. It's just the confidence thing and like having any sort of clever conversation skills.
Right. Or like you said, you're like, I'm more mask.
You know, so like laying out that energy.
The feminine one.
Yeah. And like going in for a kiss. It's like, at least fucking try it.
Yeah.
Like it's okay to be rejected.
Oh, totally.
You know, and now you have a story to tell on a podcast. That's somewhat okay of a story. But, you know, I always felt that I had to put myself out there because I didn't want to attract women that wanted to like top me.
Well, that's another.
So I had to shoot my shot because I wanted a bottom.
Okay. Wait, so shooting your shot. Oh, sorry. You wanted a bottom. I thought you said you wanted two bottom. Sorry.
No, I didn't want to bottom. But like I wouldn't top. Like, and this is a weird thing when you're like dating women is like you'll match with a girl on an app that like you think is hot. And then you go to the date and you're like, oh, fuck, you're like really dykey. And I was like, I thought you were like a femme. You know what I mean? Like,
interesting.
I think they're like the girl one on the app.
Mm.
I'm putting it in layman's terms.
Mm. So it's almost like photos for dating in the lesbian world are even more important.
Yeah. And then you go to the bar and it's like, oh, we're two boy ones. I'm not gay.
Right. Or it's a weird thing of like, you know, I've seen you get dolled up for a wedding.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever event you go to. And it's like, yeah, sometimes I also am in a dress and being more femme.
Yeah.
But I don't put all those photos on my dating profile.
Right. I
make
know.
It clear like that isn't what I am or want to be all the time.
It's confusing. Like I'm still confused about it right now. It's like I also want to be able to like be fluid in like how I feel about like you can wear different outfits. It's fucking confusing.
Right. Well, I would even feel that way of I'm not naturally a super feminine person.
Yeah.
And I date men. But it's like, so I think maybe I have one picture on there that's me at a wedding. That's like, look, there's me dolled up. But the rest of the pictures are, this is how I look majority of the time.
Yeah.
Because I think to myself, how am I actually going to show up on the date?
Right.
Like, am I going to be in tight leather fucking pants and a crop top? No. It's like, I have those clothes, but it's like, is that something I wear frequently and would wear on the date? No. But it's like, so I'm not going to make my whole profile like
about
the
that.
Pictures
centered
of
on that.
Me at my highest 10 when it's like, okay, realistically, Erica, like you're running around doing shows. A lot of times you're fitting dates in between.
Right.
And there's a weird, you know, like, obviously that might attract more men, but it will probably attract men that want that to show up.
Yeah. I so hear I'm what you're like, saying. Like, it's like false marketing. Like,
let's
be real. There's slight degrees of catfishing we can participate in.
Yeah. Or a lot of us in relationships do tend to get a little lazy sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Of like how we're dressing at the beginning and it like tapers down.
Yeah.
Which is why it's like don't be false advertising.
You like to set the bar low.
At any point. Kind of.
At the start.
Yeah. My number one thing I get is people are like, oh, you look better than your pictures. I'm like, great.
Oh wow.
Like, that's a good one, right? But it's like no one's ever surprised when I show up and I feel like that's the move.
Yeah, that's a great I appreciate that move. And I wouldn't want to mislead people with it. But I'm thinking about my height now. Can I go back to that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the height thing. And I always put my accurate height because I didn't want people to be like, what the fuck? You know, and
this is great to hear that this is also in the lesbian world.
So,
because so many people want to lie.
Right. It's like, well, it's like I could lie, but then when I'm on the date, that's worse. I don't want to deal with that fallout in person.
Let me tell you something. I've lied before.
Real, what have you said?
Because
how tall
my
are
friend,
you?
I'm 5'11".
Okay, I'm 5'10".
And my friend, kind of jokingly but not jokingly, is like 5'10", a little shorter. And she was like, I put my height as 5'8". She goes, because I often slouch or whatever. And she was curious, like, would this get me more matches? And it does.
Wow.
It does get you more matches, but it's like,
but it's not the
truth. What's going to show up. And I've had friends say to me recently, specifically I showed my profile to my friend, and I have this picture. I was next to my two very, very short petite friends, same size as you.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you look bigger in this photo because you're next to these small petite people.
Wow, is your friend a genius?
Well, right. But I was like, but I look at the photo and went.
My friend broke it down for me.
I know. But I was like, I don't think I look bad in that. But she was approaching it from the angle of you'll get more if you do a different one. I said, but I have that photo. I was like, because men do not read and they do not see that I'm 5'11". I said, but that photo makes them see it. And she was like, but she was kind of looking at it more from a weight perspective, which was a little bit touchy with me because I was
what
a little
the
like.
So this friend's also a bitch?
I mean, not a bitch. She is
like,
a good
you're
friend.
You're tall and fat.
No, but she said I would never have me next to my skinniest friends because I know I'll look bigger by comparison. And I was like, no, I want the guy that looks at those two girls and goes, that's not what I want. I would rather have me on the left.
You're really hedging your bets with how you set this up.
Well, like, because what she doesn't realize is I'm like, I've been on dates where people are surprised when I walk in the door.
And that's annoying.
Right. And other friends have told me that I showed my profile. They were like, you read tall. They said, but I know you. And you said it too. You go, you walk in the room. It's like, you're fucking tall. You take up space. Like, you have that confidence. And I'm like, yeah. So I want that profile to be like,
okay, fine.
This girl's
going to
walk in and like be a fucking presence.
Right. Because you're going to, you don't want to deal with that in person.
Yep.
I would imagine that's quite a thing.
Yeah, or it's like, I would rather have more quality matches than quantity.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can play the quantity game. I know what would get me the quantity game. Right. But I'm not doing it.
Right. And but so it's interesting that you feel that the tall thing is not an asset, is what you're saying.
Not for straight women, typically.
Okay.
But it's a thing of the people that love it, love it.
Is it a fetish then?
I don't know. Maybe it can feel like that sometimes, but it's more like, it's usually just a guy who's like, oh, I like tall women. I like long legs. That's their thing that they like.
Right.
And I'm like, great. That's what I got. You know, like, right. I want someone who thinks I'm so beautiful and so attractive. So that's right. Why I'm like, oh, if they want that petite girl next to me, that's not my guy.
Right.
Like,
I hear you.
He would say no if he notices my height on the profile.
Yeah. But the thing you said where you said, I'm trying to imagine you being, you know, masculine or having this masculine energy and making these moves because I'm short.
Yeah, so it's
you,
a little surprising.
So are you saying then?
Literally just a height difference.
I totally hear you. And I think it's worth
it. You're like, I keep getting rejected from the kiss. And I'm like, well, it's kind of easy to reject you. You're small. Like, if you were with
That's
a girl
hilarious.
Like me, I'd really have to bend down to get
no,
to you.
No. I'm never standing. And I do my best to, for the first year of any relationship, be on tiptoes to ease them into my height. But I wonder.
You're wearing like sneaker wedges to sneak it in.
Oh, God. I really can't stand sneaker wedges. I think they should all be set on fire. It's the most atrocious fashion trend of the fucking decade.
They're not really around anymore.
It's
they?
Like, what the fuck is that ugly ass? Like, that's like a, like, remember when they were like breeding like lion tigers?
Yeah.
It's like
I
that
had a pair.
Shoe is like
I did
a
have a pair.
I had a pair too 15 years ago. If you're gonna fucking sneaker wedge now, like, please burn everything in your closet. So I have trouble though, like, thinking about how I would be if I were taller though. Like, I feel like I would be like awkward. Like, I almost think the short thing is now. I'm so used to it that I have a hard time imagining how I would be if I were taller. Like, I think...
Same. If I can't really imagine being like, very, very small.
You know what I mean? Like, what would my... Like, would my masculinity then be, like, so overbearing if I was, like, a normal height? Would they be like, what the fuck? As opposed to, I get to kind of play it as, like, a cutesy thing?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Height's kind of interesting. Something for a while, I wanted to be taller.
Funny.
Obviously.
I was like, I only ever wanted to be taller while I was playing sports.
Wow.
And then
now
off the
like,
court,
stop.
I would be like, I wish I was just a little bit shorter. And it would be a thing of because it would attract more men.
Mm.
And it's something I'm like, I don't have like a complaining attitude about it. I'm just like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that was frustrating with my friend giving me the advice. I was like, you are not tall.
Right. That
so I'm like,
five one.
You have not had the experience I've had of walking in the door, meeting a man, and they're always like, oh, shit, you're tall.
They say that?
Yeah.
Well,
like,
they're men.
Not in a negative, they'd just be surprised.
Right.
And I did have a few guys be like, oh, yeah, I'm into tall women. I didn't. And they told me I read short on my profile. So I was like, so I re-navigated it to be like, I'm not short. Just FYI, here's one photo where you go, oh, yeah, she's tall.
What do you think's harder, being like a tall woman or a short man?
I'll go short man, honestly.
It has to be, right?
I'll go short man.
I think short men are very angry.
I think it's,
and I think
it's
they
the
have
toughest.
Good reason to
it's
make.
Not even an angry thing. I'm like, I think. Women
oh, they're
are
angry
more judgmental.
About it.
Oh, yeah.
And and I get that.
Reasonably so. Well, especially in the dating app world. But it's the same
it's
thing with,
be
like,
so hard.
You know, I have male friends that are like Indian or Middle Eastern descent, and they struggle to get matches, period. They're like, and they've done studies on it. Asian men in general, so including like, you know, other types of Asian men, are the least liked on dating apps. And I've noticed that if I like one, it'll suddenly be showing me hundreds. Because the app is like, oh, she's open to it. Here you go. Like, it's like, we found one that's open. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting. It's
wow.
Like, and I did an Indian friend's profile for him for a minute.
Uh-huh.
My friend was doing my Hinge, so I was doing it for him.
Uh-huh.
And I was, like, shocked of, like, I was like, oh, this is fucking
You're
hard.
Not getting matches?
Yeah, it really wasn't.
You know, that's kind of like lesbian
and I was
apps,
like,
though.
Damn.
There's not a lot of matches. I'm serious.
That's very interesting.
It's not getting you're not getting matches. Women aren't on their phones that much, like on the apps. They say they are, but they flake. They don't make plans. They're like, are you free in 3 weeks after my sister's done staying with me? Women always have a sister staying with them for two fucking weeks. My sister's at my house. When she leaves, I could maybe meet you for an hour. They double book you. Like what you just did where you said, I do a date in between my shows. Sometimes. Get out of here. I want a real date.
Not in between. It's
I want to
like
get drunk. I want to like hang out. I want to stare in your eyes. I don't want you to go run off to the cellar.
See, that's a lesbian thing. That's, I want a heart out
you're
in
right.
case it's going bad.
Lesbian dates, we stretch them out.
Yeah, literally, you were telling that story, and all of a sudden you're like, so it's 5 a.m. I was like, Jesus Christ, it's 5 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, we hang out.
5 a.m.? I'm like, I would have kicked that girl
lesbians
out.
Lesbians are into yeah, romance. Two women, you know?
So I have a question that I was very curious about. Okay, so this is something straight women get a lot of pressure of.
Sure.
People always say to straight women, like, oh, attraction can grow. And we will be pushed to continue dating someone, like go on a few more dates with someone that I'll go, I'm not really that attracted to them.
Right.
Like attraction can grow for women is what everybody says. Now, I'm curious, mm-hmm. being gay, mm-hmm. do you ever feel like you get that pressure?
To have attraction grow?
Yeah, like say you go on a date, you go, this girl's great, great job, fun, da da da. I didn't feel fully attracted to her. Do people go, give it another date, it can grow? Or is it like,
no, never.
No. See?
Yeah, never. But I also never would enroll myself into believing that. Like, I just don't buy that. If I don't feel attracted right off the bat, I don't go on a second date. Because it is like the main motivating factor. That's what got me on the date, your photo.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's because you are the masculine energy?
Maybe. Because I think some women are really attracted to energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be, but so then the attraction still, the attraction
is more,
still there.
Since you're
right?
like the masculine, the mask in the relationship, that's why people don't give you that advice. They're like, well, she's the masculine one. And like most men, quote unquote, they'll assume.
I don't think anyone has ever given me advice about dating women.
Mm.
No, my parents haven't weighed in. They're like weird about it. They're not going to weigh in. They're like
maybe there's almost a.
Yeah, try that girl another time. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck, mom? Are you gay? I'm like, don't.
Hilarious.
Like, they're not weighing. I think people go to their society with like male problems. They're like, how do I get this guy?
No one talks
about women like that.
Or maybe it's an interesting thing. It's like, obviously, your parents are in the quote straight dating world. So they look at the lesbian world, they go, we don't know how this world works, so we'll be just quiet and supportive, right?
Right.
I'm like, maybe that's really what the plus side is the world is like, hey, we don't want to say the wrong thing and pressure anyone that's gay one way or the other, right? But then all the straight people, they're like, attraction can grow. What are you doing? But to men, they're always like, no, attraction doesn't grow for men. So a man goes, I'm not attracted to this woman. Everyone goes, oh, well, whatever. Because anytime I've said that to my male friends of like, when they say this guy's really great, I'm like, I'm kind of on the fence about the attraction. They all immediately go, don't go out with him again. But then most straight women I talk to, they all have a story of, they go, I've had a guy that I was not initially super attracted to.
Yeah.
And they're like, day three, I'm like, I think he's like the hottest guy in the world.
I've
never had it flip personally.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's hard for me to believe it.
I'm just kind of like, why do you want to like see if that happens when you could just be with someone that you're like immediately excited about? It's really that slim pickings.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard of like, do you believe in the spark? Do you need that spark?
There's a spark. Oh, God, yes.
But is the spark more the attraction spark?
No, there's a spark of like that you as another human have chemistry. There's something about you that is getting me excited. Not necessarily even how you physically look, but like there's energy between us that is speaking to me. If that is not there, like I don't need to like get another taco with a guy named Brian.
Okay. But I think what you just said really isn't the spark that like a lot of people are chasing.
What is the spark? That is the spark.
There's been a lot of studies of like the people that are the spark people are not the people that are typically right for you. They're usually like kind of narcissistic. They're very like entertaining. It's like they're someone that knows how to be great on a date to give you that feeling. But that's typically not someone that will be like committal or like really want something.
Okay, but I don't
really
think,
like you. But I agree with you of I should be excited to see you again.
So,
and maybe it's not a high excitement. It might just be a curiosity of like, I really liked talking to that person and I had a nice time.
Okay, well, let me say this. I understand what you're saying about the way you just defined the spark.
Yeah.
Which sounds kind of like this like narcissistic showmanship of like, I'm doing a character of myself.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm referring to is the energy created between two people, not like receiving someone doing a performance.
Yeah.
So like, have you ever met someone, not even romantically, where you're like, I can tell we're going to be really good friends?
Yes. You hit it off in a way.
So even that.
You would be excited to see them again. That's
in
how
I
put it.
Iteration. Like, you know, I had the most intense spark with my fiance right now. And it wasn't that I was like, you know, watching her from across the table. It was that when I met her and we were friends for a while before we started dating, I immediately felt like I knew her and like I just wanted to be around her. But she wasn't doing a song and dance.
Right. That's different though. That to me is like just that's a connection on it, just a human level.
Yeah.
Where you go, I liked being around them. And because a real long-term relationship is, would I like this person the rest of my life? Would I like being around them? Would I like talking to them for the rest of my life?
Right. Right.
Because you've been together how long now?
Almost 3 years, yeah.
Okay, so it's like that spark, though, it does fade a little, right? As it does over time.
I don't feel... Right. I mean, I'm not every day actively like, I can't think unless I'm staring into Julian's eyes. But she's right. Still... I still feel what I felt that day. Like, I feel her magnetism that works for me. And I'm drawn to her. And I want to be with someone that I'm drawn to. And like, yeah, you get to know them. Hopefully that won't fucking burn it out.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you could fall in love with someone before you know things about them. I used to always do that. That was like my favorite thing to do. And then I would like get to know who they were. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay. You know what I mean? Falufa has a great joke about that. She's like, you want to get over a guy, get to know him.
Oh, that's really funny. Yeah.
But it's like true about anyone.
Exactly. Of course.
You learn people's like true ins. You're like, oh, this is a nightmare.
Right.
Because you've had other long-term relationships before your fiance.
Yeah, like, I love relationships.
So when those relationships were ending, what were like the big signs to you of like, this isn't working? Did you still have this like attraction and pull, but you were like, ooh, see?
No.
Okay, so it died.
Going away. I mean, it was, sometimes it's just it's something that lasts a little bit in the start and then you kind of get to know each other and you're like, oh God, like, you're terrible for me.
Mm.
You know?
So is this more of a compatibility thing?
Yeah, compatibility, but also, compatibility. And also like who you are as a human in a way that like I can't tell just if I like think you're hot and funny for 5 minutes, but when I'm with you for 9 months, I'm like, huh, I don't really like your values.
Mm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I love dating.
But now you're locked in. You're engaged.
It's funny.
I'm assuming not an open relationship.
No, not open, but we've talked about how we would do an open relationship. And she said something that you said earlier where she was like, you could sleep with someone. I just wouldn't want them to be someone you think is funny because that would basically keep me from like liking them at all. And so it was her way of like pigeonholing me into like only fucking someone and like not having we were cracking up about it.
So she indirectly is being like someone you have no emotional attachment
to. Yeah,
so it's the open of...
Like she makes sure she's like, you could only fuck someone who's not Jewish because I like always fall for Jewish girls. But like stuff like that. But I don't know how much that... I've been... Whatever, I'm going on a monologuing. It's a podcast, I guess, though.
No, I'm just curious. Like, my impression was you were monogamous. You're I don't know when you're getting married.
Yeah, I don't know either yet.
Sometime soonish.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's the new wave. I feel like a lot of people in long-term things are like... Oh, actually, like, we do have some type of open agreement, and especially with the comedian world and entertainment world.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
I mean,
like, getting DMs, you know, you got a following. I'm sure you get
plenty
of DMs from...
You gotta fuck your fans. It's the least you can do.
That's how you get fans? I should fuck more people.
You gotta fuck your fans. I've been in open relationships. Like, I wouldn't marry someone who I didn't have a conversation with, like, my beliefs about that. Just because it's like, who knows how you'll feel in 20 years? What if I meet someone, I want to sleep with them in the course of 30 years? Maybe I can have a conversation.
Which is interesting because you've had plenty of monogamous long-term relationships, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's how I look at it, is I'm like, I think I'm a monogamous person, but I interview people that aren't, and I'm like, yeah, on the other hand, I have never been with someone for 10 fucking years. And maybe at year 10, I'll be like, yeah, you know what? We should just fuck a few other people.
Yeah, I have
Let's
no
just
idea.
Liven it up, or whatever.
Right.
I don't think that. I don't think it's naturally in me, but it's like, well, we'll get there when we get there.
Everyone's doing their own thing.
It's another, like, just different day and age about
it.
I know.
I would be freaked out if I found out, like, years later that my parents were, like, open or something.
Wouldn't that be wild to
that
find
would be
that
fucking
out?
Wild
even if it was just like, oh, we did, you know, we do swingers parties here and there.
It would still be
like, what, mom?
Oh my
Dad?
God, that would be so... I mean, I would imagine a lot of kids will start growing up with parents who are like,
yeah, they are. That's
but they a, shouldn't find... I think the models though are like, we don't want our kids to find out.
It's an interesting thing because I interviewed this woman, Rachel Wright, and they have like a two couple kind of foursome situation going on now, all live together.
Yeah.
And they're going to have kids and raise them with everybody. So it's like, well, obviously they'll know. Right.
Right.
And it's something that I'm like, it's very interesting to be like, I don't know how you navigate that because I didn't grow up like that.
Hey,
but like, you'll figure it out.
Four parents who love the kid. What could go wrong?
That's exactly the argument. It's like,
isn't that better?
More love.
Yeah,
more
it's
love
definitely
and more
better
hope.
That my mom's getting fucked by three dudes right now. It's definitely a lot better.
All right, well, that's a hard stance.
No, I'm joking.
I don't have that stance.
I'm totally messing up.
I know. You're joking.
I'm just playing around.
You're like, I'm going to do an open thing. And
I'll probably do that. I don't know.
Because do you want kids? I know we got to wrap up.
My fiance wants children very badly.
What about you, though?
Here's the thing. I could see myself having like a family. We're just on different timelines right now. So we have to meet in the middle. We're doing an egg freeze right now. We're freezing eggs.
Whose eggs? Yours, hers?
Julian's eggs.
Interesting. Okay. Well, how old is she?
She's 36.
Yeah, that's the age you gotta, we gotta make freeze. A call. But it is, the technology's there. It's
the
great.
Tech is there.
The tech is there. I've looked into it too, and I got my shit checked out.
You're
gonna
do
like,
it? You have time.
Well, it's where am I at? But I basically was like, okay, looks like 34. If I'm not seeing anybody, nothing serious going on, I'll probably just do it then. I got it. It's an option that it's there.
Otherwise, what? You'd have kids at 34?
No. It's just like if I was like dating someone seriously where it's like we're probably getting married in a year.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I'm at that age where there's a weird thing of talking to the doctor. They were like, well, if you're 35, we tell you to try naturally and right. whatnot. And doing the egg freeze is typically for the, quote, baby later. That's right. They usually the save those one. Eggs for the second one. You're 38, 39.
Right.
Or
how about
whatever.
Hillary Swank?
What, how old is
she's
she?
She's like 40-something pregnant with those twins on the red
oh,
carpet.
Oh, damn. Really? Oh, I didn't yeah. know that. But yeah, that's they figured out it's like it's not the age of you, it's the age of the eggs and the quality and all that stuff.
Right.
But also for you guys, it's like that's something you would have to do anyway.
I know. It's
so it makes sense of like either way,
ass.
Do
it's
it whenever you do
it. It's a pain in the ass.
It. Right, but you don't got it. You're not doing it.
Yeah, but I'm still a part of it.
Yeah.
Emotionally, financially.
It is a lot.
I'm there.
But it's not, I think, it's one of those like err on the side of caution. You'd rather regret like, we spent
no,
the money on
No, it's not even caution
that.
Though.
What do you mean?
There's no way to have a kid other than that.
No, I mean... Of the thing of if you're on the fence.
It's the only way.
Because even for me, I'm like, I think about egg freezing. It doesn't sound exciting to me.
No, I know.
But it's almost like I'd rather spend the money, have it as an option.
Right.
And later decide no. Then right. later decide yes. And you're like, you didn't
do it.
Don't
fuck yourself.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Right.
100%. Set yourself up for success.
Set yourself, yeah. Shoot your sperm shot.
Shoot your shot. Shoot your egg shots. Do it all.
Shoot your and honestly, shoot your literal shots. It's a lot of
that's
shots.
That's what I'm saying. That's the part that's hard. Oh, shit. You giving them to her?
No, I mean, she's so afraid of needles, so we're, like, also dealing with that. She's been seeing a hypnotherapist to help with her needle phobia. She, like, passes. She like passed out when she got the vaccine because she was allergic to Pfizer. No, I'm joking.
Okay. Let's not cause problems on the show. We do have the wrap, though, so thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Where can everybody find you? Is it at Allie Colbert?
At Allie Colbert on everything.
Bert, I keep fucking
I
it up.
I was so
I thought I was doing the
me.
Hard Bert.
I was
and
so
I
insecure.
Fucked it up
I was
the whole
so
time.
Insecure that I was gonna say my name how you were saying it to not make you feel bad. I'm like at Allie Colbert.
Damn it.
And then I was like, no, I can just say
Bert.
My name normally.
I wrote it as a capital in my phone.
At Allie Colbert.
Damn it. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. And the Allie Colbert Show, my podcast.
And it's Allie A-L-I. A-L-I. And you performing all over. You're in LA most of the time.
Yep.
But check her out. Check her out. Follow her if you're not already following her. And you can find us at Shooters Gotta Shoot Pod. And I'm at Sparica with two A's. And we will see y'all next week. Thank you. Bye.